1989, I was state president of the American Association of University Professors, and Vanderbilt suddenly absorbed Peabody College.
Yeah.
There were 39 tenured Peabody professors who were just dismissed. So they, first thing they did is they went out and joined AUP, you know, and I couldn't help it. I said, well, you know, how come you waited? Why weren't you already in AUP? But at any rate, I went to Washington to the annual meeting, which I think usually took place in June, and made a presentation to the National Council in their behalf. And the officers, the president and vice president, treasurer, people like that, didn't want to do anything because their attitude was Vanderbilt's an elite school and they couldn't possibly do anything wrong. But the people from Ohio State, University of Michigan, University of Wisconsin, places like that, sided with me and first got me permission to speak, which was apparently unheard of. And then after it was over, they passed a resolution that any absorption of one campus by another did not abrogate tenure rights. And they threatened to blacklist Vanderbilt because of what they, and boy, they caved in down there. They found jobs for all these professors, most of them not at Vanderbilt, some at Vanderbilt. And they gave them a year's severance pay, and they all sorts of perks and things. One of the fellows ended up at the State Museum. About a year ago, I went up to Dartmouth College to do some research, and the assistant librarian up there was one of these Vanderbilt people. He had, or one of these Peabody people, he'd been a history tenured history professor, a young one at Peabody. Vanderbilt had hired him in the library as their history acquisitions person, and then he had gone to Dartmouth and gotten tenure in their library and stayed there. And somebody who had kept in touch with him from Nashville called him and said I was coming up there to do research, and he asked me to stay in his home, and he took me out to a French restaurant and all that. You know, it was, you know, it's one of these cast your bread on the waters or something. It was a great experience.
Mm-hmm.